This Flash and ActionScript 3 tutorial, which is accompanied by a free Flash source file that anyone can download, you can learn how to program the combo box component, which is drop-down lists. And in this particular application, I made it to where the combo box is populated, has different lists populated into it according to what the user has chosen that they want to choose from a list. So here we have jackets. If they choose jackets, there's three jackets in there, you see. Leather, sheepskin, and wool. They choose cars, it becomes Ford Mustang, Porsche 911, and Dodge Viper. And then when they choose one, you see how it says Porsche 911, you chose Porsche 911, you chose Ford Mustang, change the jacket list. Then it says you chose sheepskin, you chose leather. So it's pretty basic demonstration on how to make your combo box component a little more dynamic. Select create new Flash ActionScript 3 project, and the first thing I'm going to do is change my stage size to maybe 240 in height. I'll leave it 550 wide, that's good. Press OK, and here I'm just gonna put BG for background layer. This one I'm gonna put controls. Do it a little more manually with this component, this combo box. But it can be created in very much the same way the other ones do dynamically. So ActionScript 3 layer, controls layer, and background layer. In the background layer, I'm just going to draw out a rectangle to serve as my background there for my little application. White with a black edge. Okay, so first thing I'm going to do for the controls layer, let's make sure we lock the background layer and lock the ActionScript 3 layer too. On the controls layer, let's highlight that, go into the components library and grab the combo box, drag that out. Now let's give it an instance name of CB1, combo box 1. Now we can refer to it in our code using that instance name. Let's also change the width. Now I'm going to drag out a couple of button instances and work with them manually as well. In the button instance tutorial, we showed you guys how to, actually here, we can just take this one, press Control C, Control Shift V. Now we have two. We'll just give them in different instance names. Okay, so this one, go to parameters, label, we're going to change this to cars, and this label we're going to change to jackets. Okay, cars, jackets, and our combo box. We're going to make sure we have instance names on these buttons. So let's go back to the properties tab, and let's give the jackets button an instance name of jackets underscore btn, just to keep it simple, underscore btn. Cars, the same thing, cars underscore btn. Alright, now we'll just do one more thing for the controls layer, and that's a dynamic text field. Let's drag that out, let's give it an instance name of status underscore txt. That looks good. Let's bring it down a little more. Let's make it about 27, nice and big, so we can see what's going on. Okay. Also drag these down a little. This should only be one line. So let's go single line. So not much data is going to be displayed there. Make it a little smaller. Okay, now we're ready to add the code that we need to bring everything together. Let's make this black so we can see it. That'd be nice, huh? Actually, let's make it green. Okie dokie. Alright. Now, that right. right about there to where it's even under those two buttons as best we can. Okay, now we can code it out. In the ActionScript 3 layer, we can go ahead and lock the controls layer. Let's make sure our text field's right. Status, single line, yes, yes, great. Okie dokie, now we can lock the controls layer too. In the ActionScript 3 layer, let's press F9 to open our actions panel, start coding it in. First thing we're going to do is create a couple of functions for populating the list according to what the user presses, what they would like to choose from, cars or jackets. Let's put a colon here, void, open curly brace, and close curly brace. Now what we're going to do is add objects, or add items rather, to CB1 and their labels. So we'll add item, we open parenthesis, close parenthesis, put in the semicolon, and within the parenthesis we open curly brace and close curly brace. Now within the two curly braces, all we have to do is type in label colon, and then give it a string, whatever label you want. This will be Ford Mustang. That's good. Let's get some spacing in here. Okay. Now the next one is going to be very similar. So you just grab that whole line. Just go down one line. Pop it in. And one more. Now once we have those in, we change the values here with the label, which will be the value when it gets sent in a form type situation. Okay, so Porsche 911, and let's change this one to Dodge Viper. Okay, so we got Ford Mustang, Porsche 911, and Dodge Viper. So what's going to happen is this is not going to populate this combo box right away. It's just a function waiting that we are going to fire off at the appropriate times to populate that combo box with this list. So let's grab that whole list. Let's make another list, call it jackets list. So we have jacket list now. Let's just change these. We're going to use the same combo box. I'm just going to switch the lists. Leather. What other kind of jackets do we want here? How about sheepskin? And maybe a wool jacket. Okay. So now we have our two functions that are going to populate the lists when we need them to. So now we're going to add a function here. That's going to be for the cars button, and we're going to add another function for the jackets button, so when they get clicked. So let's type in function. Let's do the cars button first. Cars BTN click. That's the function name. This is going to be event, mouse event. Colon, void, open curly brace, close curly brace. There's our function nest for the cars button click function. Now we need an event listener. So we say cars underscore BTN. Is that the name we gave it? Let's make sure. Cars underscore BTN and jackets underscore BTN. So cars underscore BTN dot add event listener, and it's going to be a mouse event for this click function here. So let's type in mouse event dot click all caps, comma, the name of the function will go right there. So let's pop it in. Cars button click. right there. Okay. So now we can take that. Control C. Actually, let's go ahead and make the event listener for the jackets button really quick. And this one will change the name of the function so we don't get duplicate function name error. And this one will be jackets. That way they have the listeners corresponding to separate functions. So we need a function for that jackets button. Let's call it jacket button click. There it is. Okay. Now since we're using it in this type of situation, the first thing that has to be done when each button is clicked is we have to remove the data within the combo box. If we don't, it will just keep stacking in and adding more and more data, adding items. So we have to claim cv1.removeAll. So that'll remove all the items that were previously inside of the combo box. Okay, so we remove all, then the next line is going to be running the car list function here, executing it. There's our custom function that we made. Now we're going to execute it right here. Make it run at that moment. So what's going to happen is the combo box gets cleared of any items that were in it, that are in it, and then it gets populated with whatever list you like, according to what button the user presses. And we need one more thing here so we can show some status about what's going on. So we claim the status text field is equal to a string that will say you clicked on the cars button. And that's that. Now, the data within this function is going to be very much the same. We remove, when they click the jackets button, we remove all the items because we don't want cars in our list. So we remove all the items and we put the jackets list inside. Jacket list, this function will execute and add these items to the list. First they'll be removed, of course, and then we add the items. Then we say in the static text field, you clicked on the jackets button. And that's pretty much that. Now let's put one more event listener, CB1, for the combo box itself, for the on change event. So let's grab this, add event listener, open close parenthesis, and semicolon. Now within the parenthesis here, this is going to be a change event. So let's claim event dot change comma, and the function that we want to fire off on this change event, when the combo box, you know, when they bring down the drop down list and they select something from it, that is the change event, and we're going to have something fire off when that happens. This function right here that I'm about to create, let's call it display selection. This is going to be quick and easy. Let's see, let's grab this line right here. Put it right here. Let's go down one more line. Say function, close off the function nest, change the function name to display selection. And this is going to be event colon event. We don't want to say mouse event there. And now we're just going to put something in a status text field, which is going to be a string that says you chose. And then we're going to append to that text with the value of what they chose. So you claim you get the value of what they chose by doing this, cb1.selectedItem dot label. So it'll pull that selected item's label into whatever you need it to go to. Maybe if you're using this in a form situation, you want to send this to in the form to you your if a form sorry, if people are using a form on your site and you want to send this data to yourself in an email or place it into a database, that's how you access the value of what they chose right there. Okay, so I think that's everything. Everything should be good to go. So now let's press Control Enter. Press Cars button. It says you clicked on the Cars button, and look at that. We have a Cars list in there now. The Ford, the Porsche, and Dodge. And when I choose Dodge Viper, it says you chose Dodge Viper. It's exactly what we wanted. Now, if I click the Jackets button, it should clear this list and put jackets in this list and not cars. You clicked on the Jackets button, and inside the list is three jackets types: sheepskin, wool, and leather. Click on the Cars list, it's back to cars. Okay, so that shows you a pretty strong level of dynamics about how the combo box works. And I was using a little more manually this time, just dragging it out to stage from my components library instead of creating it dynamically all through code. But you can create those dynamically all through code, just like anything else. It's very easy. And before we wrap this little example application up, on the controls layer, I'm just going to slap some graphics I have here in Fireworks. I'm going to group that. Modify, flatten the selection, Control C, let's bring it into Flash, put it right there on the controls layer by pressing Control V. Bring it in as a movie clip, and there it is. Cars and jackets, let's put that on the bottom layer. There we go. That is beautiful. Let's bring these down a little. There we go. Beautiful. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.